There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio Countdown. Number 10.
It's a very specific string of characters, and if you text that to someone with an iPhone, it will either cause the phone to shut down or crash, or it will cause you to be locked out of your messages app. So the fact that it can cause two different outcomes is interesting. But essentially what's happening is this: for some reason, this string of characters causes the phone to try to do something that is not possible within the hardware of the phone. So it in a sense goes into an endless loop of trying to do something it can't do and never stopping, and then it either crashes or you can't get in.
There's Men's Health Technology Editor Greg Stebbin talking about the annoying iPhone texting bug that can shut down your phone and crash your messaging software. How swell is that? The iPhone texting bug, number 10 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, which you have joined inadvertently. I'm Doug Steffen here. Well, maybe purposely. Maybe you're here because you want to know what's going on in the world of news talk radio, technology, consumer electronics, that sort of thing. At the number 10 spot. Top 10 hits in talk radio based on research conducted by the staff at Talkers Magazine, which is known as the premier publication in talk radio, the home of Talkers.com, Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, monitoring talk radio programs and hosts and stations all around the United States to determine that list. So, in this hour, we'll start where we have at number 10 and move our way up to number 1. The iPhone texting bug is the number 10 occupying position.
Number nine,
the IRS data breach, another technology story. Here's host Halloran Hilton Hill. What a great name, huh? Halloran, if it only could be changed, if they take the A and put an O in there, it could be Halloran Hilton Hill. Anyway, whoever Mr. Hill is, he says that this week's data breach, following all the other problems at the IRS, means it's way past time for the government to either fix it or get rid of it.
Hackers gained access to more than 100,000 tax returns and claimed $50 million in fraudulent tax returns. So what do we learn from this? One, the IRS is hackable. The IRS is hackable? The IRS is hackable. This treasure trove of data is not as secure as it should be. That should concern everyone listening. Your tax return is a depository of some of your most personal information. When you file, you assume it's secure. Maybe not. This agency is in trouble. Two, the IRS writes checks without verifying the records? I mean, someone is so bold as to steal from the IRS and American taxpayers. $50 million in fraudulent tax return checks sent out? But here's the real stunner. In an article I read, it said in 2013, the IRS paid out $5.8 billion in falsely claimed funds. That's billion with a B. When an agency charged with accounting for our taxes can't account for data breaches or for checks sent out as a result, we've got a problem. For a long time, people have been saying the IRS needs to either be transformed or abolished. The IRS has to be secure. It has to be accurate. It has to be fair. It should never be used in a partisan or political way. Identity theft is a crime. If the IRS makes you more vulnerable to digital victimization, then that's a problem. That, for some, could be double victimization.
Number 8.
All right, number 8 on the countdown, focusing on the city of Baltimore, crime wave, how violent it is in that city. Here's host Scott Pazant talking about the spike in violence in Baltimore and the rumor that the Baltimore police are intentionally not doing anything about it.
Over the Memorial Day weekend, there were 29 shootings in Baltimore. 9 people were killed. This month so far, there had been 35 murders. in Baltimore. There seems to be some whispers that the police in Baltimore are actually not aggressively dealing with crime as a protest of the six officers who were recently indicted. There's an NAACP leader who says to CNN that this is a tragedy unfolding in our backyard, meaning all of the shootings and the murders in Baltimore. And this controversy does swirl around this this staging of a slowdown, if indeed that is happening. But, you know, if I think back on all of the protest based around the popular phrase, Black Lives Matter, then it seems to me that Black Lives Matter, even if there's not a white police officer involved in the death of an African-American suspect in custody or through a confrontation. And as I say, there's some talk about some officers in the Baltimore police force making an effort to stand down whenever possible in retaliation for the indictment against the six police officers arrested for the death of Freddie Gray. Now, yesterday there was a reverend who was a prominent voice during the rioting in Baltimore. He said on CNN that the Baltimore police were responsible for the increase in the shootings and the murders. Now, if police officers are indeed approaching their jobs with a passive attitude to show disapproval for the indictment of six of their own, I would not defend that, and I hope you would not defend that either. But it seems that blaming the police department in Baltimore for the shootings and the murders fits this pattern of finding fault with everyone except those who are actually doing the killings in the neighborhoods where many good people live.
Food for thought there, yes. I had not heard that, actually. So along with you learning that, you may have not heard that before either in any conversation on a talk radio station or a program that you like. That's informational and educational, and that's really what highlights the best, it seems to me, in the news talk radio world, finding out things that you don't know about, information that you can't get or hear anywhere else. One of the highlights of the news talk radio world, and we're here to highlight it on the talk radio countdown show, which will bring us around to the number seven item on the countdown list this week in a matter of moments here.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Now that Rite Aid is part of the Plenty program, Wellness Plus is more rewarding than ever. Why? Because now Wellness Plus with Plenty gives you a second way to save with Plenty Points, which works similar to Plus Up Rewards, only better. Because Plenty Points can be earned in one place and used for savings at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon and Mobil, and other participating partners. So if you like Plus Up, you're going to love Plenty Points. Wellness Plus with Plenty. Get your card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
Okay, so you've tried to whiten your teeth before and know how annoying it can be. One, maybe you used the strips or the trays and that was too much work to deal with and it got messy. Two, maybe it was too sensitive on your teeth. Or three, maybe you have caps or crowns or veneers and it just wasn't working on those. That's why I use Power Swabs. Power Swabs, a clinically proven teeth whitening system that gets your teeth whiter and brighter in just 5 minutes. That's right, 5 minutes. I'm talking on average 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Clinically proven. If you have caps, crowns, or veneers, Power Swabs can get rid of the stains on them as well. Who doesn't want a nice white smile to go with the good weather? Call now for your 5-minute solution to whiter and brighter teeth. 800-281-6829. That's 800-281-6829. Call now. Mention Doug Steffen. Get free shipping on your entire order. That's 800-281-6829 for Power Swabs. 800-281-6829.
You make the decision to buy the home, then you're faced with what's next. What do we do?
We started at Realtor.com.
Realtor.com gave us a lot more current information.
Listings are pulled directly from the MLS every 15 minutes.
Once you've gone through all that, the Realtor makes it happen.
We worked with a Realtor that really knew the area.
And knew the market.
When you have someone who has the expertise, it makes it so much easier.
Realtor.com and Realtors. Together, we make home happen. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Gorgeous!
Oh, you are the most beautiful bride I've ever photographed.
Oh.
Yes, I am witnessing a fairy tale unfold.
Oh, I don't want this day to end.
Okay, work the veil.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now sniff the bouquet.
Oh, okay.
Join my rewards program.
Wait, what?
Well, for your next wedding.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobile, Nationwide, Rite Aid, and Hulu. There's plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Number seven issue this week on our talk radio review, the focus on the Grand Old Party, which is, a lot of people mention GOP. They don't know that means Grand Old Party. Also, it means the Republicans and the connection that's made between Fox News and the Republicans. Here's host Mike Papantonio, along with Farron Cousins, talking about a report from Bruce Bartlett, former staffer for Republican Presidents Ronald Reagan and George H.W. Bush, as well as Ron Paul, which claims that Fox News is now hurting the Republicans.
The interesting thing about this news story is that it's not from an independent organization. It's not from polls. It's not from anything other than a Republican insider who worked for George Bush Sr., worked for Ronald Reagan, was one of the architects, sold the big lie of trickle-down economics, and now he's come forward and said, look, when you look at the data, Fox News is absolutely hurting and destroying the Republican Party. You know, by wide margins of sometimes more than 20%, the viewers of Fox News don't understand basic issues. Like,
well, here's a couple right here. 18 points. Now, here's what it is. A Fox viewer is 18 points less likely to know, for example, that the Egyptians overthrew their government compared to the person who watches no news at all. Now, think about that. 18 points lower than the person who watches no news. Where it came to the issue of Syria, knowing whether or not Syria had been overthrown, news watchers were 6 points less likely to know about that when compared to people who watch no news at all. And so what Bartlett's concerned about is it's all not only damaging democracy, it is making the Republicans look like a bunch of damn fools, and that's why you have all these candidates running, because the party is in such disarray.
Well, it's so funny because the Fox News viewers, according to Bartlett, are so insulated in their selection of news that they are more wishful and hopeful and optimistic about their candidate winning. Fox News viewers, according to Bartlett, in the right before the 2012 election, had absolutely no doubt in their minds that Mitt Romney was going to be the next president of the United States, because they're not getting any other information. They're not getting other polls other than Fox News viewer polls. So the people watching it are the ones giving the answers to these polls that Fox News puts out all the time, and then they believe it because it's what they said themselves. It's a horrible, horrible cycle of just self-reaffirmation for these people.
Yeah,
they want to think it.
If you'll think back to that Romney election, when you talked to Republican conservatives, they were absolutely positive that Romney was going to win. I mean, it was amazing to me. I'd listen to him talk. I go, really? What is it that I'm missing? But it is that it was the Fox factor that took him so far off. The other problem with that Bartlett talks about that's killing the party is it's moving good candidates so far to the right. In other words, if you assume that at one point Romney perhaps might have been a good candidate, according to some observers, Huntsman might have been a great candidate, but Fox News moves the crazy he's watching Fox News so rapidly to the right that the Republicans can't even put up a bona fide candidate.
You think one of the other problems they may be having, stories like what's going on with former U.S. House Speaker Dennis Hastert, who apparently agreed to pay $3.5 million in hush money to keep an unidentified person silent about some misconduct he's involved in. He's an Illinois Republican and once was number two in line as Speaker of the House to the U.S. presidency. Is it that kind of stuff, misconduct by people like Hastert, that's causing the Republicans a headache? He's been indicted, I guess, on 4 or 5 counts. Ooh, it could go to jail. All right. More food for thought here from the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
Thank you.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number six.
All right, number six here has to do with immigration reform this week on the countdown. Here's radio host Richard Dixon with political analyst Sherilyn Harley LeBon. They discuss President Obama's amnesty plan, which seems to have suffered another loss in the courts this past week.
The president is again failing in front of the courts, and as usual, after a Texas judge put an injunction on his immigration plans,
he
kept saying, "Oh, so the appeals court is going to straighten this out." The appeals court upheld the injunction, and of course, the president and the White House's response: "Well, they didn't understand." That's always the response. Well, they're not smart enough to get what we're doing here, you know.
Right. Well, you know, and there's been lots of commentary about where this goes and how they handle it, and does it just basically stay in limbo until the next president, right? Till a new regime comes in. And it's very interesting to see what will happen, because you remember what happened last summer when we had all of these people rushing across the border.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's not supposed to happen anymore because he's got an injunction on his executive order. Now, is it still happening? Probably is. Is it happening to the large degree that we saw last summer? I don't see how that's going to be possible. Could be wrong, Richard. Could be wrong. But I don't see how we're going to have those long, that large influx that we had last summer with this injunction being upheld.
Yeah, I would like to see. I mean, it's not necessarily a slamming of the door.
No.
But it certainly was a narrowing of the window, and it should make it clear to those that were running toward the border last summer, hey, look, you don't get a blank check. You no longer have a guy in charge who's just going to let you come on in and do whatever you want. That's just not going to happen.
Here's the important thing. It gives those Border Patrol agents, those people who are working in social service agencies, this emboldens them, right? Because now they can say, no, but the law is, and we have this injunction, and no, I don't have to let you in. That's not what I have to do. So those, and you know, there were many people who did have problems and tried to exercise some sort of, what's the word I want to use? Try to exercise some sort of caution with all of these kids coming over who had lice and scabies and all sorts of, you know, issues. And Border Patrol agents were trying to exercise some caution, but then their big bosses above said, no. Now, those that are trying to exercise some caution can say, but we have this injunction.
Yep.
You know, this is not right. So they've got some backup if they really have problems with letting people through. But at least they've got backup, and they don't necessarily above shouldn't be saying, no, wink, nod, let them through. That's not what should be happening.
All right. There are people, if you've looked around this past week, immigration is a big thing for me in terms of conversation on my radio programs. And I suspect that with us, we're always in a political season, so this becomes fodder. But there is a headline I saw this week that was pretty interesting, and this is what it read. Why the new immigration decision could be bad news for Republicans. This is bad news, hello, for everybody. All of these things that are being proposed and all of them that we've been arguing about for years, it's all just bad for America, the illegal immigrants coming in the way they do. That's my thought. 28 after, what's yours?
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
In a recent poll, Americans were asked what power the government had under the Constitution. Surprisingly, a strong majority believed the government is allowed to do whatever it wants, as long as it is for the good of the people. If we look through the lens of liberty, we see quickly how dangerous that idea is, especially if it is unclear who decides what is for the good of the people. In fact, our Constitution is unique because it specifically names what powers the government has and imposes strict limits on that power. The Constitution grants Congress about 20 explicit powers, and the Bill of Rights specifies at least 20 things Congress may not do. All the powers not mentioned were reserved to the people, not the government. Have you read the Constitution lately and studied it with your family?
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information equal.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wildcrafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
Believe what's going on this week in the world of News Talk Radio. Well, maybe you will because you're listening to the review of the top 10 items on the Talk Radio Countdown Show as prepared by the folks at Talkers Magazine. Most talked about topics this week, recapping where we are at this point. The iPhone texting bug is at number 10. The IRS data breach, number 9. Baltimore's violent crime wave, number 8. Fox News and the Republicans, number 7. Immigration reform at number 6. So now we've gotten halfway through the countdown. Let's keep going.
Number 5.
Number 5 this week is the weather in Texas and Oklahoma. Oof, man. The floods there. Earlier this week on the Good Day program, I talked to Robert Ray from Al Jazeera America about the latest on the flooding there and if the worst is over for Texas and Oklahoma as we get into the weekend.
There are many like bayou tributaries that go through the city of Houston and the surrounding area. So there's these canals that act as sewers. Same thing, really. They're just above ground, so to speak. You can see them. But, you know, the bottom line is that, you know, when you get a foot of rain or more, as they did earlier this week, and you've been had precipitation, the most ever in Texas history in the month of May, there's going to be flooding. So that's really the main reason for what has occurred here this week.
All right, so coping with this, or any special stories of heroism, what's come out of the coverage from your perspective, other than it's a big storm and it's a mess?
Well, you know, the fire department here in the surrounding area, we talked to one of the commanders yesterday. On Tuesday, they were out on an interstate, and a woman went into labor. They held off the baby until she got to the hospital, but that took 3 hours to get her out of the flood zone, out of her vehicle. As the waters were rising, they actually used a dump truck because it's the only thing that could move through the water. So after 3 hours, they put her in the back of a dump truck, got her to dry ground into an ambulance. She got to the hospital and delivered a healthy baby. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, that's a great story. Yep. Sure. All right, so in terms of today and the next couple of of days. More rain just means more of the same, or are there complications that will come from the excess rain that comes down today?
You know what? Right now, it appears that the rain that's going to come down is not going to be nearly as intense as earlier in the week. So basically what's going to happen is it's just going to be a pain in the butt for the people that are trying to clean up their houses. Thousands of homes completely that were underwater, because of Tuesday's rain. They don't expect any kind of flooding like we saw, though. You know, there could be swelling of rivers south of Houston. So there's a voluntary evacuation in a town about 50 miles south of Houston. But we don't expect anything even close to what happened earlier in the week.
All right. When people are asking the question about why this is happening, what sort of convergence of air from the Gulf and a system from the West, what has made all of this happen? That has to be part of the conversation here, right?
Yeah, think about it. Texas has been in a drought for nearly 5 years. And then all of a sudden, you get the largest amount of precipitation on record in the history of the state of Texas in 1 month. And, of course, then you get a foot of rain in 1 day. And, sure enough, that happens in all the bayous. I don't know if people realize that Houston is essentially surrounded by these little tributaries of water. It is so close to the Gulf of Mexico.
It's like New Orleans.
Precisely. It's very flat here. The next thing you have flooding.
Number four.
Be thankful you're not there, I guess. Number four, you can be thankful you're not Hillary Clinton. She's in the number four position with a focus once again on her email. Here's host Ken Altshuler along with Mike Violette talking to ABC correspondent Mary Bruce about when maybe we'll see these Hillary Clinton emails.
The judge presiding over this case says they're going to be done and released on a rolling basis. Tell us more.
Yeah, we now finally have a set timetable for the release of those controversial emails from Hillary Clinton's time as Secretary of State. You'll recall these are the personal email or the work emails that were sent on her personal server with her personal email account. And a federal judge ordered yesterday that the State Department release those emails in batches. So every 30 days there'll be a new wave released, starting next month. And Hillary Clinton long has said that she wants these emails to be made public. She wants everyone to see them as soon as possible. But the fact that they're going to be released in waves might be a little tricky for Hillary Clinton politically, because that means that every month there will be a whole new treasure trove of correspondence for reporters and the media and, of course, Republicans and Hillary's opponents to scroll through. And it certainly means that this issue, that this controversy surrounding her emails isn't going anywhere anytime soon. And you will, I'm sure, hear a lot more about it on the campaign trail in the coming months.
Mary, why can't Hillary just release all 55,000 by herself? Why is the judge controlling the release of the emails?
Because they were related to State Department official business, they have to be released by the State Department. And that means that the State Department needs time to go through them, to read them all, make sure that they've redacted any information that is classified or confidential. That's pretty standard operating procedure. Now, the reason actually that this became a bit of a legal back and forth is because there were several FOIA requests that were filed. In fact, Vice News sought the emails and other records from the Clinton office last year and then later filed a suit earlier this year when the media outlet received no substantive response from the Clinton camp. Now, the judge has essentially agreed to split the difference between what the State Department wanted, which was to release the emails every 60 days, and what Vice News wanted, which was to release them every 2 weeks. So now, every 30 days, starting next month, there will be another batch based on what the State Department has had a chance to read and scroll through and decide is suitable for release.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. Who's doing the editing here? It's the State Department?
It's the State Department, yes. This is, fairly standard procedure when it comes to releasing previous communications within the department, when it comes to releasing anyone's records. They all go through a process to make sure that what's being released to the public is suitable for public consumption.
Number three.
Number three item this week on our talk radio review, the FIFA scandal. Yeah, this has come almost from nowhere. The amount of attention paid to this, and the sport that it covers is astounding, frankly, from my point of view. Here's Taco's Dan Rivers, corresponding in a verbal sense with Joe Gomez. They talk about the charges that have been brought up against FIFA officials, including the president, Mr. Blatter.
We're just learning the word FIFA.
FIFA, yes, the world governing body of soccer. I know that you know soccer is not terribly big here in the United States, but certainly everywhere else in the globe it is. And basically, the Department of Justice handed down 14 major indictments against some top FIFA officials, basically suggesting that FIFA had been running the soccer enterprise as a, basically a mafia, and that some of these top officials would be paid millions of dollars to vote one way or another to determine which country would get to host a World Cup game, and also they would receive kickbacks and bribes in order to decide who would get the television rights to those games.
So was it essentially just a couple of things here, being able to get rights and to make money? So if you get the television rights, you can make money, and then if you get it into your country. So were entire countries involved in doing this, or were they at the behest of this board?
Well, it's interesting because it's, you know, a lot of these, I think a lot of countries probably had proxies or shell companies, you know, in order to donate money to these certain select members on the FIFA committee. So I don't know that there's actually going to be any indictments against governing bodies of countries, but I know that special interest groups would certainly give money to some of these committee members to try to get them to go to places like Qatar or Russia, where the 2018 World Cup is going to be held in Russia, the 2022 game is going to be held in Qatar. And so the Swiss are looking into that portion of it. Does the corruption continue? Because it has been going on for the past 24 years. There's some suggestion that because of the money involved, past World Cups were designated to certain countries. And so it would only make sense that that would probably happen in the future.
All right, and then when you get right down to the brass tacks and the information available at the end of the week, Germany's justice minister quoted as saying FIFA's decision to host the 2018 and 22 World Cups in Russia and Qatar can't stand. If it turns out the votes were bought, Swiss authorities announcing they've opened up a criminal probe here. A lot of Europeans are over. They say they're over this, but can they be over this under the circumstances? This is the most popular pastime for lots of people all over Europe and around the rest of the world, even though, as that gentleman acknowledged, not so popular in America, but we're in it because of the corruption and U.S. banks being involved. 17 before the hour, you're listening to the weekly talk radio countdown show, which still has to come, the number two item in the list, and number one. That's after number two, which is next here on the countdown.
Now that Rite Aid is part of the Plenty program, Wellness Plus is more rewarding than ever. Why? Because now Wellness Plus with Plenty gives you a second way to save with Plenty Points, which works similar to Plus Up Rewards, only better. Because Plenty Points can be earned in one place and used for savings at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon and Mobil, and other participating partners. So if you like Plus Up, you're going to love Plenty Points. Wellness Plus with Plenty. Get your card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets. The easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of three whole beets and just one teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free, comes with your first order, and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds, free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister, guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $10. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 7766 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 7766.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Number two item this week on our countdown review of the hot hits in the News Talk Radio world, the presidential prospecting list and what will happen next year. Here's how Steve Scott, talking to CBS political analyst Steve Chagres, who discusses former Governor George Pataki thinking about joining the crowd, the GOP has a field of interesting presidential candidates. Now it includes Mr. Pataki, apparently.
Is George Pataki the longest of long shots?
Well, I think a lot of people around the country are asking who, and I think a lot of people in New York probably are asking who. I mean, he hasn't been in office for 8 years. Some people are asking, has his time already passed? He had looked at running in 2008 and 2012 and passed on it, and now he's running again, and he's barely a blip in the polls.
You have been around this game a long time. Why would someone who would seem to have very little chance for success get into the race?
Well, I mean, if you actually look at his resume, it's pretty impressive. I mean, he's run a lot of campaigns where he shouldn't have won, including when he won his first governor's race in 94 against Mario Cuomo. He'll remind you he was governor during 9/11. But I think it's one of those things where he looked really hard at doing this in 2005, 2006, to run in 2008, but the Rudy Giuliani candidacy sort of usurped his, and so he bailed out. And it's one of those things where, you know, he feels that he's got something to bring to the table, he's got an itch he wants to scratch, and so this is the time he's going to do it.
How would you describe his political views? Is he conservative? Is he moderate?
Oh, he's definitely moderate, and that's, I think, going to be one of his biggest issues running for the nomination in the Republican Party, which, you know, at this point is usually hewed toward the conservative. I mean, but on abortion, on gay rights, on the environment, he's definitely a lot more moderate to liberal than the average Republican. Those are issues he's going to have to deal with, and it's really not compatible with the average Republican primary voter.
You mentioned Rudy Giuliani, America's mayor after 9/11. Well, George Pataki was New York's governor during and after 9/11. Will national security be something that he will push? Is that a strength?
Well, it's definitely something he talked about in his speech. He comes across as very strong on national security, but what's interesting to me is he keeps talking about his time as governor during 9/11, and I just think back that it's almost ancient history to a lot of people. This is a guy who was governor when he was first elected governor. There are people who are going to be voting this year who weren't even born when he was the first elected governor. And on 9/11, people who were voting for the first time this year were toddlers. And so I think to continue to raise the point that he was governor during 9/11 might not be the best selling point. However, the hawkish national security is in line with the Republican primary voter, and it's something I think he thinks that that will help him in his candidacy.
Running for president is expensive. Does he have any money?
He has a super PAC. He doesn't. We don't know how much money he has, but it's hard to see with all the competition there's going to be for fundraising and the number of people that are going to be running for president that he's going to get anywhere near the numbers that say even a Ted Cruz or a Rand Paul will get.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found OnDeck Business Loans.
OnDeck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
OnDeck changed everything.
This company, OnDeck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? OnDeck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
OnDeck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
Yeah, let's get the wax out of your ears and the cobwebs out of your head. We're at the number one issue this week. According to the Talk Radio Countdown, the number one item has a focus on ISIS in the Middle East. Here's host Mandy Connell talking about the comment Senator Rand Paul made this week about who he believed was responsible for the creation of ISIS.
I want to play for you a snippet of this interview that Rand Paul was doing with Joe Scarborough.
A guy that works very closely with John McCain is going to be running against you. We think he's going to be a heat-seeking random missile for the entire campaign. Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham would say ISIS exists because of people like Rand Paul, who said, let's not go into Syria. And what do you say to Lindsey?
I would say it's exactly the opposite. ISIS exists and grew stronger because of the hawks in our party who gave arms indiscriminately, and most of those arms were snatched up by ISIS. These hawks also wanted to bomb Assad, which would have made ISIS's job even easier. They created these people. ISIS is all over Libya because these same hawks in my party loved Hillary Clinton's war in Libya. They just wanted more of it. But Libya is a failed state. It's a disaster. Iraq really is a failed state. We're a vassal state now of Iran. So everything that they've talked about in foreign policy, they've been wrong about for 20 years, and yet they have somehow the gall to keep saying and pointing fingers otherwise.
Rand Paul said, in case you missed it, that the hawks in the Republican Party created ISIS. He said that in response to an assertion by Joe Scarborough that, hey, Lindsey Graham would say it's people like you that created ISIS. This is the kind of nonsense that I despise about primaries. And I love primaries. I love the opportunity for people to hear from candidates in their own party, and then you get to choose the candidate you think best represents your viewpoints. Then you get to pull the lever for that candidate, and then in the general election, mostly you have to vote for somebody you don't really want to vote for, right? I mean, isn't that how it works? But the primaries are all about ideas, in my mind, and I realize I'm being Pollyanna about this because ultimately it's politics, right? But when I heard this soundbite today, all I could think of was, Rand, there's a better way to say what you're saying. There's a better way to point out to the American people that our foreign policy in the Middle East has been nothing short of a hot mess.
I don't agree with her at all. I think he said exactly what is the right thing to say. The hawks in the Republican Party created the mess that we have with ISIS. Comments, you can always send them along to Doug at DougStefan.com about the items that are on the countdown or things that have been said. Let's wrap this up. Focus on ISIS with talk host Chad Hartman. Here he talks to Ahmed Ali, director of the Iraq Security and Humanitarian Monitor, about Ali's recent op-ed piece in the New York Times.
If this isn't winning for ISIS, what is ISIS accomplishing right now?
When we look at the war against ISIS, we have to be very comprehensive. The advance by ISIS into Ramadi is a gain for the organization. At the same time, the organization has suffered a number of major setbacks over the last 4 to 5 months. And we cannot, as a result, conclude that ISIS is winning just based on the control of one city in Iraq or one city in Syria. This is going to be a long-term battle. And we always have to be realistic about our assessment with regards to the strengths and weaknesses of ISIS.
What was your reaction when you saw Ash Carter, the new defense secretary, offer up on CNN suggesting that Ramadi was lost, whether it was temporarily or permanently or to what level? We can have that conversation. But it happened because the Iraqi troops and their lack, their willingness to fight.
I do believe those comments were very surprising, and they will actually affect very negatively the morale of the Iraq security forces, who have for the last 8 to 9 months presented a lot of evidence that they do have the will to fight. The issue at the moment is not the will to fight. The Iraq security forces do have major problems, and those are mostly military problems. And I'm sure many of your listeners will know that for any military, for example, to be successful in any operation, you have to have a continuous supply of ammunition, and you have to maintain your supply lines as a result. Those two things did not happen for the Iraq security forces in Ramadi, who fighting ISIS and withstanding ISIS for a year and a half, for 16 months. So they showed, those forces showed a great deal of resiliency and will to fight, but the issue had to do with the military capabilities of the Iraq security force.
Tell us what you think the number one issue of the week has been with our poll at DougStefan.com, focused on the top 10 topics this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Stefan. Another week under our belts here on the
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.